The refugee crisis in Europe continues, with Germany agreeing to accept well over 800,000 people out of the more than 6 million Syrians estimated to be on the move. In the last year, the U.S. has accepted just 1,500 Syrian refugees, but the president raised that to 10,000 last week and then over the weekend pushed that number up to 100,000 by the year 2017. Ann Richard is Assistant Secretary of State for Population, Refugees, and Migration. Assistant Secretary Ann Richard, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you very much.
So what is the president responding to here?
Well, the president would like to bring 10,000 Syrian refugees in the coming fiscal year. But the larger numbers you cited are numbers of refugees we're bringing from all around the world, from lots of different war zones and hotspots. The situation in Europe seems to be mainly triggered by a stream of refugees leaving the Middle East, many of them Syrians. And in the 4.5 years of war there, they have not been able to start new lives. They've been able to live in a sort of suspended situation. Their families, though, are very interested in seeing breadwinners go to work and children get enrolled in school. And my belief is that a lot of the people showing up in Europe right now are seeking better lives, seeking a future for their families.
And that's an appropriate mission for them, don't you think?
All human beings want to do that. I think many Americans can sympathize with families trying to find a way to live productive, fulfilling lives.
How can the U.S. help in this matter for the Syrians?
What we do is we do a couple things. We're the world leader in providing humanitarian assistance to people who are either inside Syria trying to survive or who have fled to neighboring countries and are refugees. So we provide assistance to the leading international organizations like the UN Refugee Agency, the UN Children's Fund, UNICEF, and other do-good organizations and the leading non-governmental organizations working in the area. We also bring refugees to the United States. You had mentioned we brought 1,500 Syrian refugees this past year, and we intend to bring many, many more in the coming years. We have difficulty doing that quickly because of the process we have takes 18 to 24 months to bring refugees. And another thing we do, of course, is at the State Department, we lead in U.S. diplomacy overseas in trying to bring peace to that very volatile region.
Why does it take 24 months to bring a desperate family to the United States?
The process has many stages in it. Families are referred by the UN Refugee Agency to us. We are open to accepting some of the most vulnerable people, but we have to have a case put together for them and then have that case reviewed by an officer from the Department of Homeland Security to ensure that the people qualify as refugees, that the reasons that they're fleeing meet our laws, and to also ensure that their background checks out, that they're not people who have lied to us or are criminals or are terrorists trying to sneak into the United States. Most people are who they say they are. Most refugees are innocent civilians trying to find a better life for themselves. But our process is based on being extra careful.
Isn't it something of an insult to be so concerned about security with these desperate families coming from Syria? I mean, of course, you want to check people to see if they're terrorists, but it just seems to me that we weren't terribly picky about security when we were helping the freedom fighters in Afghanistan years ago and they became Al-Qaeda. Why don't we just put the humanitarian stuff at the top and worry about the security later on? We've got police here in the U.S.
We have the vast majority of refugees coming to the United States are people who will never get in trouble in the United States, will turn out to be great residents of our country, and many prove to end up being taxpayers and local community leaders, and some even become truly great Americans. I mean, we've had two secretaries of state who came to the United States as refugees, including my former boss, Madeleine Albright. So I agree that most of these refugees do not pose a threat to the United States, most of the applicants. But there is a real concern in Congress that we should be extra careful in who gets brought across our borders. This is the most heavily vetted program of any program for travelers to the United States. So I have to be responsive to both concerns, to the humanitarian impulse to bring people in and also to the security impulse. And this is really something that has grown stronger. I'm hearing it more from communities in the United States and from Congress since 9/11.
Hearing what? The concern about security?
That's right.
But wouldn't we call that racial profiling if police were doing it in the United States? But if the U.S. State Department is doing it, then it's called appropriate security?
I don't think that we profile based on race because we are bringing so many people from Africa, for example. We've brought more Africans than in the last 5 years at any time. I am worried that in the mind of the public, they may be extra concerned about bringing Muslims from the Middle East. And for me, since I meet so many refugees, I know these are just ordinary families. And a lot of the aid workers who I work alongside of when I travel in the Middle East are, of course, Muslim. And I know that the U.S. has freedom of religion. So I believe that these groups can thrive in the United States. I do worry sometimes that there is a Islamophobia that is behind some of the concerns about security. But there's an appropriate concern about security that I must respond to.
Ann Richard is Assistant Secretary of State for Population, Refugees, and Migration. Thanks so much.
Thank you.